Back in the olden days, when a woman wanted adventure and romance, the feel of the wind at her back and the salt brine in her hair, she could and did take to the high seas as a pirate. Yes, there were female pirates who presumably had no problem wearing earrings or yelling yo-ho-ho and somehow got fleets of men under their sway. A new book, Booty, Girl Pirates on the High Seas, by Sarah Lorimer, says women escaped lives of drudgery, sometimes prostitution, to plunder on the high seas, especially during the 17th century, the height of piracy. I asked her about the greatest girl pirate of them all, Cheng Isao.
She led some 80,000 pirates. She lived in China, and she was an active pirate from around 1800 until she retired in 1810. She was a prostitute on land, very beautiful. It's not clear if she was kidnapped or went on her own free will onto a pirate ship where the pirate captain fell in love with her because she was so beautiful and wanted her to marry him. She agreed on the condition that she could share his power. And so they actually worked together to unite various pirate gangs that were in the area into this giant fleet. And she was ferocious.
Tell us about Mary Read and Anne Bonny. These two are the stuff of movies, really. And cross-dressing is a big theme in their piracy.
These two are the most famous pirate women of all time, I'd say. They were active around Jamaica and Cuba in about 1719. They were captured in 1720. And I think they're the best known probably because it was the peak of piracy, as we know it, the Anglo-American pirates. You know, when we think of pirates with saying yo-ho-ho and their fancy outfits and their parrots, this is the era we're thinking of. And Mary Read actually was from England, and through a very strange series of accidents and adventures ended up being kidnapped by pirates. She was passing as a man her whole life. Her mother dressed her as a boy, and she just never really went back except for a brief interlude as a woman.
Well, now, Grace O'Malley is actually one of my favorite pirates. And also, she is another record breaker. Give us a bit more on Grace O'Malley.
Sure. She was born on the west coast of Ireland in the early part of the 16th century. And she did, in fact, have perhaps the longest pirate career ever. She was still plundering ships when she was in her 70s. And she was a great inspirational leader of men. She went to sea as part of her family business. So she was attacking ships all around that area and was having problems with the English governor and went to Queen Elizabeth in 1593 to ask the queen to have her governor withdraw from the area so that Grace could plunder without anyone bothering her. And she seems to have actually hit it off with the queen, and the queen agreed. And so Grace even got a little bit of a pension from the queen and managed to keep on attacking ships until she retired.
One thing I think anybody reading about the pirate women would find fascinating is that they aren't bound by any norms that most civilized people have to adhere to, and certainly most women. For instance, you were mentioning Grace O'Malley. Someone killed one of her lovers, and she decided to have revenge on that person.
I think this is the appeal of reading about pirates, and pirate women in particular, is that they're doing things that we don't get to do that we wish we could do. And with these women who are far enough removed from us in time, we can just see it for being dashing adventures. We don't need to worry about the actual bloodshed and the fact that these are criminals.
What do you think will be remembered about female pirates?
I think the fact that they even existed is so startling to most people. I don't know if there's any one aspect of them that will stand out in particular. I'd like people to remember that they were just as powerful, just as vicious, even just as unpleasant as their male counterparts.
Sarah Lorimer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sarah Lorimer is the author of Booty, Girl Pirates on the High Seas.